What other podcasts are better than ours?
Well, I mean, I'm sure if you were to really look. You know what? No, I'm not going to answer that question. You really shouldn't be bringing that up.
To be honest, I haven't listened to a podcast in, God, probably a couple months. None of us have, really. So who's
probably
to say?
Probably more than two.
Who's to say?
I think it's been more than 2 months.
Well, I've got one on my iPod Shuffle that I've just been playing over and over again. So.
Really? Which one is it?
It's an early episode of NPR. It's actually about...
Of the NPR podcast?
Yeah, you know, what is it called? I don't know what it's called because it's on my shuffle.
This American Life? Is it This American Life?
Yeah, it's TLA or TAL. And it's just an episode about being on a boat out in the middle of the ocean, surrounded with your two best friends with nothing to eat.
I think that was one of ours.
You know what?
I think it was the last one we did.
I think I got confused because I do have my shuffle with me, but I don't have any headphones. And I've just been listening to us talk.
Okay. Well, welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This is It's Everybody's Fault, the premium podcast.
The number one best podcast.
The number one best comedy podcast.
It's been a while since we've recorded. We know a good 2 months, probably.
You don't have to tell us that.
I mean, our listeners certainly know that. If they don't, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Have you missed us, guys? That's all we got to say. We're still in season 3.
James, come on, spit it up.
He's got a fish in his throat.
I'm fine. I've got it. Oh,
you gotta go easy on that ant salad. Jesus.
We'll talk about the ant salad in a little minute. We have washed up, guys, on an island. We're not going to explain what the story is.
All you got to know is that we're on the run.
From the police and ghosts.
And ghosts, I guess, pirates. And we have to search for Monica, the captain's daughter, to redeem ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's basically Robinson Crusoe. That's the plot of Robinson Crusoe.
I think that's so weird. That is the exact plot of Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And guys, I'm going to let you guys know now. I've given up. I don't care anymore about Monica.
Yeah.
I don't care about redemption. I don't care about the cops. I don't care about my own life.
Honestly, I gave up the minute we washed up on this fucking tropical paradise of an island. We got all the food you could eat, the sun shining down, my body's a tan. Nice.
It's weird. As soon as we got to the island, your brutal sunburns, you guys, just turned into these golden brazen tans.
Brazen, you know? Golden.
They faded in the right direction.
Well, you think about it. You can't be sunburned forever. If you're in the sun for long enough, eventually your body adapts.
You turn black.
And you turn into a black person.
I mean, I'm sure we're still going to get sun cancer. I mean, skin cancer.
Skin cancer.
Sun cancer.
Isn't that funny? Now,
it's already playing on your brain.
You know what? I think that's a myth.
Or maybe that's the 2 months at sea.
What is with these days? You know, these days, what is with the trends these days? Everyone's saying you're going to get skin cancer from the sun. Well, maybe if you're a fucking idiot, maybe, then you will. But guess what? The sun has been protecting the people of this planet for trillions of years, and it will continue to do that. It's not going to kill you.
The dinosaurs, the sun is there to help. The dinosaurs never got fucking skin cancer.
Of course not.
Well, they didn't have skin. They had armor.
You know what the whole thing is? I'll tell you what. It's the same thing as vegans saying you can't eat chickens. It's that same level of ridiculousness.
Who's saying you can't eat chickens?
The vegans say
it's bad to eat chickens. As if those birds are worth the shit. They're supposed to be birds. They can't even fly. What do they have? A couple flaps. A couple stupid flaps that they can't even use.
You ever see one of those things on a fucking plate? A pound of them on a plate? You can't fly with these things. Pop them in your goddamn esophagus.
Let me ask you. You ever eat a chicken in real life?
They're not nice guys.
They're not nice.
Dude,
I do not value their lives.
I'll tell you what a chicken's wing is for. Chicken wings, okay? You know, honey garlic, barbecue.
Korean barbecue. That's smoky barbecue. Yeah,
that's what God, all the chefs in the world, when they discovered chicken wings, God was whispering in their ears, put some honey on there with some garlic.
Yeah, let's toss these in some shake and bake, you know what I mean?
Here's a recipe for, it's called barbecue sauce. Put it on.
You guys, that's wonderful. It's wonderful.
That's society.
You know what? You know what chicken wings are for? They're for doing this. Wait, no. What's the chicken melody? And that's enough. That's all.
We don't need to. I think that's relegated to that. It's a copyrighted song.
Who wrote that?
Well,
and does it matter,
Mr. Philip Chicken?
If somebody sings and records a.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It was Philip Chan.
Philip Chicken. And if somebody sings a copyrighted song on a desert island and one is around to... No Philip Chan is around to hear it, does that mean that it's still copyrighted?
It's not Philip Chan. And
do we owe him royalties? Do we...
We don't owe anybody jack shit. We're on an island. Litigious? No one can find us here.
Listeners, these are the questions and the conversations we have been having on this beautiful island for the last few
month and
weeks.
A half, you know?
You know what we've been doing? We've been hanging out, eating coconuts to our heart's
young
content.
Young coconuts. Young,
juicy, beautiful coconuts. Getting our fill of shellfish, some sea bass, some lovely ant salad. We'll tell you about that later. Yeah. And I'll tell you another thing. We've been making our very own palm wine. We've been getting wasted every fucking day.
I mean, that's mostly what we're doing. I don't even...
Shit makes you go blind!
No, I think Max is going a little bit loopy, because I think this ant salad in the wine is making him go loopy.
Oh, you don't want to mix those. Because when those ants get on that palm wine, you know, in your esophagus, they'll try and crawl back up for some more. They know what they like, those ants, and they want your death.
I'm telling you something. Max said we've been catching fish and plants. I haven't eaten a single fish since we've been here. I don't know about you. The only thing I've been having is ant salad, and I'll tell you what ant salad is, all right?
You take
a coconut shell, right? If you can call it a shell. And you put some sand in there, all right? Get some of the water from the ocean.
Do you take out the coconut milk before you do that, James, or you just slop it all in?
We've probably already drank the coconut milk at this point.
You've got a big pile of empty coconuts.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Then you grab whatever ants you can find, and you
try
put
to,
them
you
in
to gather at least 50 to 60 ants.
That's really to make it nice and thick. And then you maybe will urinate in there, if you're feeling like it. But then
It's a disinfectant.
You mix that up and you... Sorry, guys, burps. You mix that up and I'll tell
alive.
You
alive. You gotta have them be alive. You gotta be gentle with them as you grab them by their little thoraxes and pinch them into your salad like they were Parmesan cheese.
I think that's Julian's preference.
That's what we all kind of do it on our own way. We all have our own little...
That's true. No two people eat an ant salad the same way. And I've said this before, and I said it when we got to the island. I said it even before we were getting to the island, before I even knew what an ant salad was. But it holds up. And I tell you what, I like my ants live and wriggling underneath and crawling through the sand.
I'll tell you what.
Fantastic.
I swear to God.
I like the sand to ride, the sand itself to kind of crumble as if it were alive.
And I do a nice baked ant salad. I put all the ingredients in, put it in a coconut.
I've seen
put
that.
Another coconut I've on the coconut, throw
that.
It in the fire for a couple minutes, bring
I've
it out.
Seen that.
It turns into a wonderful little warm.
Crispy mess.
Mm.
Yeah. And I've heard Max crunching that at 3 a.m. just...
I do get the snack when 3 a.m. comes around. I say, I need to get a little bit of ant salad.
Guys, we've given up. We are not caring about this mission anymore.
Given up? And I call this taking a... flipping over a new leaf full of ants. I call this starting a new... This isn't giving up. This is...
It's a well-deserved
this is settling
holiday.
In, you
it's
know?
A well-deserved this is holiday. Retirement
settling down.
Party.
I don't call this settling. I call it settling down. Settling down of Catan, if you want.
I call it... Let's take a break. What do you guys think?
Let's take a break.
I need a fucking break.
Give me some of that palm wine.
Hey, boys.
Yeah,
I got a personal question for you, you know?
Sure.
Have you got new girlfriends now that we got to the island? Have you got new girlfriends?
I don't know what kind of question that is.
Yeah. Come on. You got lonely out here? You don't just want to be going, you know, desert island style for the rest of your life.
Well,
I figure we're going to be here for a while. We're never going to see our old families and friends again. You may as well shack up.
You might as well invent somebody? What are you saying?
I'll tell you something, guys. I've been keeping this a bit of a secret. You know how the last couple weeks I've been kind of going into the woods for, you know, a couple hours every single day, and you know, kind of coming back out. And
not, that, yeah.
You know,
You're hunting pygmies.
Well, no. I mean, that's, I guess, what I said. But, I mean, have you ever seen me come back with a full-blooded pygmy
in my hand?
No, I figured
and I don't blame you for that. No.
Well, the truth is, I have not been hunting pygmies. I've been going back in the woods and carving... Well, I've been carving a woman.
You've been carving a woman out of what? What do you mean?
I mean a tree, probably,
Out of an old, old wooden tree. So, you know, and I finished up a couple weeks ago, and I kind of just go for a couple hours every day, and we just kind of talk, and we've been kind of getting to know each other, so, and maybe you guys will meet her soon, I don't know, but, that's kind of where I am at.
I'd like to.
What does she look like?
What is she called?
Her name is Shania. She's made
What's her last name?
Mahogany. What's her last name?
Yeah.
Twine.
Oh, that makes sense, I guess. It's kind of...
I would have gone with Shania Twig, maybe.
Well, you know, I'm not so smart. After all this fucking palm wine, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
The palm wine, the sun, the ant salad's doing something to my brain, I'm sure.
But, well,
well, that's for me. James, what about you? In terms of romance on the island?
In terms of romance on the island? Well, you know, I mean, I've been really just doing it the old-fashioned way and just going into my own head. Imagining, you know, lying on the sand and just thinking about, you know, not really about women, just thinking about getting back to land and getting an ice cream, you know? Walking down the street with an ice cream.
Yeah, well, sure. Wow, we all miss ice cream.
So the ice cream for you has become your kind of romance.
It's been a romance.
It's been
the past.
Kind of a,
I mean,
right.
You know, yeah.
Tell us about your relationship with ice cream back home.
Well, as you know, I'm a big fan of ice
cream. You're a big cream boy.
I'm a big cream boy. You know, that's part of the reason why I hated the whole creamed ice thing, you know?
Right, you are against the idea of calling what is essentially ice cream, creamed ice.
One of your favorite treats kind of bastardized in this way.
Exactly.
Culturally appropriated in a way.
Right.
Exactly. And creamed ice, I mean, ice... Oh, fuck, I just did it. I almost just did it.
Oh,
creamed
wow.
Ice cream.
Looks iced. Like James has got the island madness, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Island madness.
Let's just move on to you, Julian. What's your relationship thing? Like, you're the one who asked the goddamn
Clearly
question.
Clearly, you're the one that wants to kind of talk about it, so.
Well, I have been going solo for a little while, as you know, and...
Playing the field, yeah.
I'm more like playing the beach. Said more like playing the beach. All right, thank you.
It's good. It's great.
But... The main reason that I wanted to bring it up is not because I've been seeing anybody. It's because we have an announcement to make, which we've been putting off for a little while. And that's the fact that the win a date with James thing that we did.
The win a date
more than a year and a half ago.
I think it was the win a date with everybody, not just James.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
It was all three of us.
It was a win a date with all three.
Oh, well, you know, whatever. It's just James is just the most eligible I usually think of, so I figure anybody who is entering into the...
What does that mean?
Well, James is just the most eligible, I figure.
Thank you very much. I guess
anybody entering into the contest would be going for a date with James, and the other two of us would just be sort of...
Don't elaborate. Thank you, though. Thank you.
The second and third wheels to a unicycle built for two. Anyway, the winner of that was Margot Whittington.
Moonwalking.
That was her suggestion, and so we're going to go to the moon, do moonwalking.
I figured that it would maybe just be doing a dance. Michael Jackson.
I think
she
wanted to go moonwalking on the moon.
Right.
I think
Michael Jackson would be a part of it. I imagine that Michael Jackson would be playing in the background, except... There's no atmosphere on the moon. You wouldn't be able to hear it. There would be an iPod
so
there.
So from what I understand, we have to go to the moon. We have to erect some kind of a moon base, resurrect Michael Jackson from the dead, and then do a moonwalk, head back home.
If by resurrect Michael Jackson from the dead, you just mean play one of his timeless hits.
What?
If
well,
by...
obviously, that's ridiculous, because you can't play a hit from an artist if they're dead. You know, all that data gets wiped.
Oh, well, I have it on vinyl.
Yeah, it gets wiped.
What gets
wiped? That's data, too.
Whoa, I guess it is. I guess everything's just data in a way.
It's data.
Max, this is
okay.
Is this really what your belief is?
Well, have you guys never noticed this? It's true.
What do you mean?
Whenever an artist dies,
expand on this.
Whenever an artist dies, their work is no longer accessible. It disappears into the ether.
You know what?
Into the nether realms.
I'm really sick and tired of your conspiracy theories.
So what are you saying when we? Are you saying when we die that this podcast is going to be gone?
Well, of course.
Of course not.
I've come to terms with this.
That's not true. James, tell him that's wrong. Because you're not going to die because you're going to be recorded and remembered.
Why do you believe these things that he says?
This
why
is something that ridiculous. This is something that my Nono and my Mimi tell me every day. They told me every day when I was growing up. They said when you die, everything you have ever created will be lost.
So now it's not just an artist that makes things. It's just every single person.
It's everybody. It's everybody.
No more photographs.
They all disappeared. That's why for all my old relatives, their eyes are cut out.
What about your wooden broad in the? I was about to say fridge, but in the forest. When you die, what's gonna happen to Shania Twain?
Well, listen. I did not create her. She was already in the wood. I simply liberated her.
Max, when you're...
That's problematic.
Are you... Okay, so when your Uncle Hanwei died, what happened to all of his DVDs?
The DVDs got white, baby.
Wait, the DVDs that he owned?
No, the DVDs he made.
What DVDs did he make?
Technically, the DVDs he made.
The DVDs he made.
Did I ever tell you about my Uncle Hanwei?
No. I think James said Hanwei.
Hanwei.
Whatever.
Okay. He made dozens of these DVDs where he'd be essentially kind of sitting in a darkened room staring at the camera for, you know, a couple hours.
Oh, well, that's a terrible loss to
but those are all gone.
The world. The
those
fact
are
that
all
those
gone.
Are gone.
You push one in,
who
it's
did
just
it?
Static.
Who wipes the Max?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's who just, wipes the DVDs?
It's just something that happens.
This
that's,
isn't something
that's like
that,
that's like saying who makes you die? It just happens.
This isn't just something that your mother does. She wipes the DVDs herself, and she put it into your head that once someone dies, you can't think about them anymore.
Well, that's
everything they've ever accomplished has to be forgotten.
Well, that's
how do you explain ridiculous. The goddamn pyramids of Giza?
Max, I listened to a Michael Jackson song
the other month.
You know.
And I've been listening to an NPR episode about. Oh wait, never mind. That was a thing.
I really thought I was right.
Yeah, you clearly did. You argued very nobly, and it turns out that your points just don't
well,
hold
you know
up
what?
To reason.
You know what? I'll believe what I want to believe, and you guys can believe what you want. And let's leave it at that. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, it's Paradise Island here, that's for sure.
Ugh.
I'll tell you what.
That's my daily affirmation.
Guys, you might be hearing some music right now. That's not just today, that's actually been going on since we've arrived.
There's been kind of island music going around, you know, since we've arrived, you know? Starts about 9 a.m., ends about, what, 9 p.m.?
Something like that.
And, you know, we cannot for the life of us find out who's making this music, but it kind of blends a nice atmosphere to...
Oh, we've combed the beach. Yeah. We've done a whole perimeter search of the entire island, like in the show Lost.
I mean, not really. We've done like a 15-minute kind of
back
walk
and,
through
yeah.
a little portion of the woods.
Right.
I feel like
we
didn't
really walked very far from
the shore. I don't think we've ever even done a full perimeter sweep of the whole island.
I gave it a glance. I gave the other side of the entire island a glance from a tall tree. And I didn't see any musicians north, east, south, or west.
So I think the music's just not coming from anywhere. It's just in our head.
How could it be in our heads if we are all hearing it? Here, we can try and sing it all together. We can kind of hum along together and see if they all match up.
Well, it's more just kind of steel pan.
Yeah, it kind of goes like this, right? Yeah, we're all hearing the same thing, obviously.
Yeah,
sure.
So, how could it be in all of our heads, you know what I mean? I say we go seek it out. I mean, we could go deeper into the woods.
Where's this coming from all of a sudden?
You know, I just got the rhythm in me a little bit. And, I mean, you guys have your kind of romantic lifestyles. You're carving that woman out of nature. Or, James, you've been imagining ice cream in the sand. Or, I just feel like I don't have a thing. And I want to have this. Just let me have this.
Julian, I got my bowl of ant salad.
And I got my bowl of ant salad, too.
And my wine. I've already told you, I have given up. I am not interested in searching for anything or going on any adventures. I am prepared to sit here and let the rest of my life waste away.
Wait, you're just going to sit here on the beach and just turn into a skeleton wearing a Hawaiian shirt, sipping an empty Mai Tai with sunglasses on, an umbrella over you, and you've got sandals on your skeleton feet, and
guys,
and a crab is walking by,
come on,
and you're sitting in a chaise lounge.
The crab really pushed it over the edge.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's true.
Here, I'd be eating those things if there are crabs here, but there's not. We could still have a beautiful life here.
Okay, right? Well, Max, what about you? Come with me.
Well,
you've
listen,
been going into the woods anyway.
Listen,
you've got some energy. You've got pep in your step.
Listen. I feel what you're saying. You're feeling kind of left out, and I'll go with you, just so you can feel like you're one of us, you're part of the group, I get it.
I just want to find these fucking marimbas.
I get it. I don't think we're going to find shit, but, you know, just to appease you, I'll walk with you through the woods.
I'm going to come along, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure. All right.
Let's do it.
James doesn't want to turn into a skeleton. That's very sweet, James.
No, it didn't spook me at all. It didn't scare me.
I could see you getting a little bit spooked. When I said crab, you looked down at your feet
no.
You thought there might be one near you?
No.
Yeah, you kind of lifted up your knee.
No. I have lost about 35 pounds.
And you look great.
Since,
you're
been
thin
here.
And tan.
Well,
let's get the mobile rig suited up on us, and we'll bring this cast into the forest. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
And when you say the mobile rig, you're talking about that kind of golf cart that we made out of bamboo shoots, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That has all of our recording equipment
exactly.
That's made out of ants
exactly.
and leaves.
Exactly.
And it's very annoying trying to have adventures while recording a podcast. Let's go.
All-wheel drive, too.
Search for Caribbean marimbas.
Come on, guys, catch up.
All right. Jeez.
God, listeners, I jumped out of the little makeshift golf cart a little while ago, and
Julian,
these guys are just still dragging behind me because
we haven't eaten shit but ants in weeks.
We're not going to find anything.
This is a horrible tropical rainforest. I got cockroaches crawling all over me, and monkeys are jumping everywhere.
Okay, so you're okay with gargling ants by the scores,
ants
but you're not
thing.
Okay
roaches,
with a roach?
A whole other deal.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's fucking hot.
I was just about to say, I found a brand new bug for ant salad. It roach. Jesus.
It wouldn't technically
you don't
be
like
a
roaches? Come on. Look at the size of this thing.
That was a very soft one. That one may have been bad.
You got a little bit of roach gunk on your face.
Very large.
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to eat those.
Oh, guys, look, just we're getting closer to the sound of the source of the sound. The marimba music.
The marimba,
it sounds,
it is getting louder.
It is getting louder, actually. You
yeah.
know? Maybe we're going to find the source of this shit.
Well,
come
I
on.
Just, the nose, the ears, the nose knows, but the ears,
the ears never fears.
The ears never fears, yeah. And then I think that I am following my ears closer to the source
guys,
of the...
Shut the fuck up!
Wait, shut
look,
up!
Look,
get down,
get
look
the
over
fuck
there!
Down!
Between the trees! Look, get down on the duck.
Bushes.
Look over there. You see that?
Yeah, it's a duck.
No, behind the duck. And that's
oh,
not
it's
a duck!
Guy!
That's not even a duck, it's a sculpture. Look behind the sculpture.
There's a lot of
look
sculpture
behind the
sculpture of the duck.
You see that man? There's a whole dude with a set of marimbas. He's playing away.
Oh
and there's another
God.
Man.
There's
drinking
another man
a margarita.
Drinking a margarita beside him.
Oh my God.
With a fat lady.
Fucking thing.
I think
there's
that's
entire,
his wife.
There's an entire group of people over there just milling about. There's a little child running around the street. I see beach chairs. I see a whole
there's a crew of lifeguards
it
and,
looks like
and
a,
matching lifeguard vests.
It looks like a patio?
Yeah, I would call it a veranda.
A veranda with kind of an adjoining
large building complex.
It's got large kind of Corinthian columns and a cantilevered sort of, yeah, it's more of a patio, I guess, that's sort of extended over a flowing waterfall that's billowing sumptuously with warm, steamy water and
air. I'm seeing hot tubs, I'm seeing a pool,
I'm seeing rocks. A bunch of men in bikinis,
and swim shorts, swim trunks,
something like that.
I'm seeing a big, I don't know what this is about. It's a big billboard. It says sandals on it.
They probably sell sandals.
They probably sell sandals
somewhere.
There.
Probably.
Wow. So our little uninhabited island.
Wait a minute. Is this a mirage? I mean, we are all seeing the same thing.
I think we begin having too much
too much of that wine.
Exactly. Right.
Well, the only way to go up there. I mean, the only way to go up there is to use our legs and put one foot in front of the other. One.
No! Don't you Whoa. Come the fuck back here, buddy? We don't know who these people
let
are.
Let go of my thigh.
Let go of your goddamn thigh, your bony thigh. We don't know who these people are. We don't know what their intentions are. I'm a little bit reticent to go over there.
Yeah, guys. I mean, we could have a perfect life. We're exactly where we were. On that shore, eating
ants,
a salad for
drinking
the rest
wine,
of our lives.
Getting
Do we
sun.
Really want to go over there and possibly risk being noticed and getting arrested by the police?
I mean, I don't see what the big deal is. It's obviously
There's a giant manhunt
kind of...
on us. The police are after us, Julian. We had to run into the woods and escape.
Dude, you don't even look like the same guy, dude. You look like a bronze, twig figure.
Yeah.
Max, you've got a beard that goes down to your
nuts. Damn crotch.
Don't talk about that.
It covers
blonde,
it perfectly. It works. It works
Merlin,
for you.
I've kind of what I've done is
don't
I've kind of tucked
modest.
My I've tucked my junk kind of into the beard and tied it behind. So
yeah,
it's
good.
Yeah.
It looks yeah. almost like just like a vest.
Do you guys
totally
like it?
Works.
You guys
yeah.
like it?
Oh
yeah.
man, thank you.
And Julian,
the gray works too.
Julian, you know, kind of look the same.
A little
before.
Darker, maybe.
Yeah. Lost more weight.
Lost maybe. Weight.
I don't care. I don't care how I look. Let the police apprehend
You started
me.
Wearing that yarmulke.
I had... Yeah, and maybe they'll just think that I'm an...
Ethiopian
they'll see
Jew.
Me, they'll see... Well, yeah, they may... What?
I don't know.
They'll make what...
They'll
judgment
sure,
they
they'll
may.
They'll interpret it how they will.
I... heard these marimbas and I knew in my heart that it was gonna be my thing, god damn it, and I'm gonna go over there
just
and talk to that
go
man
up there
who's
and
playing
dance.
Them because I think he might be God.
Alright, let's go
okay,
over
okay,
there.
Okay, but
all
let's
right,
before
and this might wait. Be heaven. We might be dead. Have you ever considered that, you
Hold
fucking
on.
Guys?
Before we do that, before we find out if we're dead, you know, if this is our last moment together as three free men, I say we do a round of Ouchie Mamas.
Yeah.
Right? Top five Ouchie
That's
Mamas.
That's a good idea.
Top five Ouchie yep. Mamas of the last month.
Sure. Wow, it's going to be hard to distill it down to five, but...
There's a lot to sift
I
through.
I guess you're right, yeah.
All righty?
All right, let's get the music
Cue
going.
The music.
All right, and maybe try drown out the
marimbas.
Instrument playing and try and get our music in.
Yeah.
All right, let's
I'll put
start.
The palm fronds in front, and that'll just perfectly obliterate the sound, and that creates an acoustic filter. Okay.
All right, Ouchie top five let's, Ouchie Mamas of the month, starting with James.
Well, guys, I'll tell you what. You know, we were in a boat, and, you know, we were going out here to find Monica. You know, I was with a couple of you guys. And suddenly we saw a wave, and this wave, I swear to God, it must have been, you know, 6 feet tall, and it starts going, and it starts coming towards us, and we all start to scream, and I swear to God, that water gets into the boat, oh my God, and we start to sink, and oh my God, and we climb out of the boat, and we can stand, we're in standing room, and there's an island in the distance.
And there was an island in the distance, And that was a moment
and
of...
It's
Ouchie Mama! Oh, yeah.
Number four.
I remember that. That was an Ouchie Mama.
Number four.
Ouchie Mamas of the month. Julian's turn.
You know what? I was thinking of the wave, too. And I thought you were going to say this, but you didn't.
But when we were getting subsumed by that wave,
please don't.
Did you
say
guys just breathe into your nose at just the wrong time, and you just get that razor-like incision into your nasal cavity of water? It's not even that it's salty water, or it's just any water will do that to you. But this was just a lot of pressure all at once. And really, just thinking of it now is giving me a nosebleed. But
Ouchie mama.
Ooh,
number 333. Ouchie mama. Go to Max.
Okay, guys, listen. The ouchie mama that I remember the most is when we were getting tossed in those waves, rolling over and over again, getting crushed up against corals, sharp corals, jutting into our ribs, into our buttocks, stomping on stonefish, octopi biting our asses. I swear, when that fifth octopus bit me on the gooch,
they don't let go.
As loud as I could. Please help. I also yelled, please help.
But ouchie mama. Number two.
Ouchie mama of the week.
Guys. We were in those waves, and I'll tell you something right now.
Just getting battered and sucked and fucked by
us. You know, we might be able to stand, but we keep getting dragged further out.
Because the waves, you know what I'm talking about.
The boat is destroyed. The boat's nothing but rubble and plastic. And I was getting dragged out there, and I'm telling you something. I had a flash in my mind that I was going to die. But then the best part, remember? That fin. You see, moving through the water. You know
what's that gonna be? I don't think it's.
I hope that's a gray frisbee. Do dolphins
have those kinds of fins?
I got my answer because suddenly I chomp, on my toe, and I couldn't even move, and I was getting dragged under there, and you guys didn't even know because you were all stepping on corals, and eventually. The shark did leave, but
not before you said.
Until then, I said the men.
Ouchie mama! Ouchie mamas galore. Down to number one.
One.
Ouchie mama left.
I guess that goes to me. Remember when we, after we got battered around by those waves, and we were finally washed up on the beach, and it was just this idyllic scene, just the crystalline. The sun just piercing through these really just heavenly clouds. I mean, I thought I was in heaven before, and now I'm really sure that I'm probably in heaven with this marimba guy.
But interesting,
just washing up on the beach and then starting to make those first steps towards the lush green deep forest, where it was cool and verdant and moist, and then just those each step on the way to the to the tree line over that hot sand. Every step was like ouchie mama,
ouchie mama, ouchie mama, ouchie mama, ouchie mama,
just rhythmically like that, not speeding up, just enjoying every single ouchie mama, 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 ouchie mama. That was mine.
Well, I think we covered him. I guess we should go over and talk to Marimba Guy.
Yeah.
It seems like you guys totally came around, and I'm really happy with that.
You know.
I mean, yeah, well.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You guys are so, like, kind of floppy since you got to the island. I mean, well, not since you got to the island. Every day it's been, like, kind of a
little floppier and downhill. A little floppier.
Like, you guys just almost seem to have no will.
Which
has been great for me.
Yeah, well. All right.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Give me one of your coconuts.
Yeah.
All right. See Marimba Guy. See you next week.